Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever time you are listening to our Daily Bread, we welcome you. We are First is Kingdom Family Church, where the Word of God will transform my life. I will never be the same, in Jesus' name. Another day of living in the light of God's Word, in His authority, power, and His ability. We welcome you. Today is December the 3rd. Wednesday evening, whichever time you're listening, we welcome you. We thank you so much for being a hearer and a doer of the word. And we just welcome you to the booth camp, to the oasis, to the filling station, and the rivers of living waters that abides and lives in us forever. Father, we just want to thank you. Thank you for every listener, but every doer. A doer gets what God says. And the blessings of the Lord always chases us down because we're doers. We hear the word and we obey. Hear and obey and the devil can't stay. So I thank you, Father, for the gracious, precious Holy Spirit, the great Holy Spirit of God that abides and lives in us forever. How I love you, how I thank you, how we bless you, how we worship you. We adore you for this day, Father. We thank you, Father, that we are ever conscious of who you are in us. Your character and nature abides in us, Father. And we thank you that we are blessed. We have a great life, Father. We have the abundant life, the over-the-top, the overflowing, and the excessive life of God residing in us. Thank you, Father God, Christ, the hope of glory. Christ in me and me in Christ. And we have all our needs met according to your riches for this day, Father, for you have made us to sit in heavenly places far above all principalities, powers, mights, and dominions, Father. And we thank you, we bless you, that we can look down and we can see the strategies of the enemy, Father, because we have the spirit of seeing and knowing and hearing and discernment and wisdom, Father God. And we keep the enemy running with a two-edged sword in our mouth, for you said, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. And Father, we wail that two-edged sword. We remind the enemy that we are children of God. And he has placed his anointing. He has given us his authority and power and ability. He delegated that to us because we live here on earth as kings and priests and ambassadors on this earth. Our journey, our destination is heaven. But as long as we're living here, Father, we implement, Father, the defeat of the enemy. And we say, you will not have your way with us. We are the light of the world. We are the salt. And Jesus put in us the salt and the light in us. And it radiates everywhere we go, every place we go, in the marketplace, the workplace, the highways, the byways. We just radiate the light of God. And especially right now, Christmas, people are hurting, Father, and we just thank you that we can give them hope. We can give them Jesus, the greatest gift, even though people are shopping and buying all this stuff to give to people. But the greatest gift we can give to them is your son, Jesus. You say, whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. So this season right now that we're in, for the children of God, the sons and daughters of God can rise up, and we can light up the world with the name of Jesus. What a wonderful name. What a beautiful name. What a majestic name. It is the name of Jesus, the most powerful name that we have in our mouth. And we wail it out as a two-edged sword. And we just thank you, Father. We thank you that you give us every day an opportunity to introduce Jesus to whoever, Father, you put in our hearts. And we do what you say. We obey. We hear and obey what you tell us, Father. Because there's a lot of people all around us right now that are hurting, that sometimes it is a good season for them, but most of them, it brings back memories probably of a loved one that's gone away, and it becomes sad for them. And a lot of holidays, Christmas, it's not such a happy, joyous life that they say to a lot of people. But if they know Jesus, this is the most wonderful time of the year. But guess what? If you're a son and a daughter of God, we get to celebrate Christmas all year, every day, because Jesus is the reason for the season, and every day is a reason for the season that we love Jesus, and he lives in us, and greater is he that is in us than he that in the world. So let's begin today. I know I told you that I was going to turn and do some other readings, but it seems like the Holy Spirit just keeps me back to healing. I love to speak about healing. Healing. Jesus went about healing all of the were oppressed of the devil because God was with him. Amen. In Acts 10:38, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, because God was with him. And sickness and disease is nothing but oppression from the devil. The devil wants to keep us sick, so we're not as effective as God wants us to be. He wants to keep us in a lower flow when God says, no, you come up higher, in a higher flow where there's healing. In the higher flow, there's healing for you all the time, 24/7. The power of God is present here, and it's in me, and it's flowing in my body, and it heals me now. The power of God is present where you're at, and it's in you, and it's in your body, healing you now of any sickness and disease. In the name of Jesus, I proclaim it, and I release it out of my mouth, and the word of God never goes forth void in power. It always goes forth in power and delivers us from the hand of the enemy and from sickness and disease. In the name of Jesus, amen. Today we're going to talk about get out of your head and into your heart. Get out of your head and into your heart, your spirit man. How many of us, we allow the mind to dominate us? And that's where God says, I beseech you, brethren, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, for this is your reasonable service. And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is the good and the acceptable and the perfect will of God. The only way we're going to know the good and acceptable and perfect will of God is that we get our minds transformed, and by reading the Word of God. And that was Romans 12:1-2. Romans 12:1-2. We need the Word. The Word is the one that keeps us alive, that gives us a revelation knowledge, that directs our life, that gives us instructions and directions in what we're to do. The Holy Spirit leads us and guides us and directs us where the blessings of God are upon our life. We get to sit at a table where God has set a table before us in the presence of our enemy. And all that we need for this day is already set in that table. And we sit there in peace. And guess what? The enemy doesn't have a seat. He cannot sit at the table of God. That's for us. So that's why he surrounds us, to try to distract us, to get us away from sitting at peace and receiving all the blessings of God that he has on the table, and say, I'll take healing, I'll take prosperity, I'll take his goodness, I'll take peace, I'll take his nature and his character. Hallelujah. Everything is in there. The fruit of the Spirit, all that we need, is in the table that God has set us before the presence of the enemy. And don't you know that the enemy wants to distract us? He wants us to look at him as he's shouting and all his cohorts yelling at us, and the, you know, media and our phones and our TV and the news and everything. But no, we sit at the table of peace and love, and where our need and our supply is. He's the God that's more than enough. Amen. More than enough. Hallelujah. So let's get out of our head and into our hearts, into our spirit, man. If Satan can get you to operate from the mental arena, that's your mind, he will defeat you. He will defeat us. The way to walk in victory is to operate from the spiritual arena. Then we will seal his defeat in our lives. Then we will seal his defeat in our life. We keep ourselves in the spiritual arena through worship and praise. So, Father, we worship you. We praise you. We adore you. We magnify you. Oh, we love you, Father. We love you. We bless you. We honor you. Glory to God in the highest, goodwill to men. We love you, Lord. We bless you, bless you, bless you. Hallelujah. All glory and honor belong to you. All worship belongs to you. Father, we thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Just as God is a threefold being, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit, we, being made in his image, are also a threefold beings. We are a spirit, the heart of man. We have a soul comprised of man's mind. Amen? We are a spirit, that's the heart of man. We have a soul that's comprised of the man's mind, will, and emotions. And we live in a body. These are the three arenas that man has to deal with. Can I hear an amen? We do every day, every day. The Bible teaches us that the body of man and the spirit of man are enmity with each other. Don't you know they're always in a conflict? There's always a fight. The flesh, the body, wants to do what it wants, and it wants to do evil. But the spirit man inside of us wants to do everything that God says. We want to please God. We want to be obedient. Amen? And the body doesn't want to do that because the sinful nature that is in this body, it always wants to be against God. But God already gave us a new spirit. So that's why we dominate the body and we say, no, you don't. Mind, no, you don't. The spirit man, it will dominate you. Not you, body, telling me what to do. I tell you what to do, body, in the name of Jesus. The body of man always wants to do things that violate the born-again spirit man. That's why Paul said, I keep my body under. 1 Corinthians 9:27. He knew that if the body was given liberty to rule a person's life, its unstrained desires would take him away from the guidance and the instructions and the directions of God's Spirit and lead him in the wrong directions. So the body and the spirit of man never agree. The body will never agree with the spirit of man. No way, it doesn't. It will be conflict, always fighting against us. But we are spirit beings. Amen? We are spirit beings. Amen. The soul of man, his mind, will, and emotions is the arena where the body or the spirit wins the battle. Did you hear it? The soul of man, his mind, will, and emotions is the arena where either the body or the spirit wins the battle. The arena that the mind, soul sides with is the arena that will dominate man. So what arena is going to dominate? Your spirit man or the body or the mind? No, we always let our spirit man dominate the way we think, act, and respond. Amen? Hallelujah. And the way we talk. If the mind of man takes sides with his spirit will dominate him. So we want the mind to, because we renew our minds and our minds are transformed, we renew our minds and we side with our spirit man. We make the mind side with the spirit man. Amen? Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. If the mind of man takes sides with his spirit will dominate him. But if the mind of man takes sides with his body, his mind will dominate him. And that's our choice and that's our will. God gave us a free will and we are always going to take the side. Even though our flesh fights us and you say it's better, it's easier said than that. No, it's a fight of faith and we step into the spirit arena of God's domination for our lives. Amen. Hallelujah. If the mind of man is unrenewed and uneducated or transformed only according to the knowledge of this world, the body will sway his mind to follow its yearnings, desires, and lusts. That's why it's so important for us to read the Word, to hear the Word of God, and let the Word of God dominate us and transform our way of thinking, our minds. Amen? But if a man's mind is renewed by the Word of God, the renewed mind, the transformed mind, will agree with the Word of God, allowing his spirit to guide him, even during those times of tests and trials. And can I hear an amen? We all go through tests and trials. All of us. None of us are exempt from that. We all go through that as children of God. Amen? The devil wants you to live with your mind being your guide. No, we don't. For then he can dictate it to do what he wants it to do. Satan can outthink the natural mind. So he knows if he can keep you operating out of the mental arena, he has already taken you. He has already won the battle according to your life. He's already taken over. But if you will make your mind take a back seat to the guidance of your recreated human spirit, like you said, body, mind, get in the back of the bus. You ain't driving. I'm the driver. You get in the back of the bus and be quiet in Jesus' name. But if you will make your mind take a back seat to the guidance of your recreated human spirit, Satan's defeat is sealed. For he cannot operate through your spirit. God operates through our spirit. Amen? Not our flesh, but our spirit. Healing is spiritual. Healing is spiritual. It always starts from the inside out. Our healing always starts from the inside out. Not on the outside and inside, but it inside out. The manifestation will be on the outside of our body. Amen? But it starts from the inside and works it out on the outside, that we see the manifestation of our healing and we know that we are healed. The healing is spiritual. It flows through your spirit into your body. By yielding to your spirit and not the mental arena, healing will flow unhindered. When Satan's buffeting blows come continually against your mind, how can you keep your mind from being swayed away from operating out of your spirit? By answering every thought with a word, commanding that spirit of fear to leave, then worshiping and praising God. Amen. Commanding Satan to leave your body. Every pain, every sickness, every disease, whatever comes against you, thoughts, ideas, and suggestions, we command them. You leave now, right now. Pain, leave this foot. Pain, leave this head. Pain, leave this heart in the name of Jesus. Back pain, leave now in the name of Jesus. You have no legal right. Right away, you answer it and you say, no, you don't. No, you don't. You cannot stay in my body, and you get out of my house and you get out of my property in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We command everything that opposes the word of God. We command it with the word of God. We have a legal right. We are children of the Most High God, the Creator of heaven and earth, and he's your Father. Greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. We make our lips do their work. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. Amen? His praise shall continually be in my mouth and in your mouth, according to Psalms 34:1. Praise and worship holds us in the arena of our spirit. Praise and worship holds us in the arena of our spirit. Worship from the heart will hold us in the spirit arena and out of the mental arena, and we will overcome the effects of Satan's blows against our mind, rendering them ineffective. He cannot have his way. No way, no how. The only way he can have it is that we give him the right. When we don't open our mouths and we don't say anything, we give him the right to, and the legal right to stay and do whatever he wants in our lives. And we're closing the door. We close every door in our lives. We do not let him have his way. There is no way, no how. We always keep up the shield of faith. We always keep the two-edged sword in our mouths all the time in the name of Jesus. Father, we just thank you. We thank you for this evening. Thank you for our listeners and hearers and doers, Father, in the name of Jesus. According to Romans 12:2, this scripture, Romans 12:2, shows us that we live out God's will when we change our thoughts to God's thoughts and we change our words to God's word rather than living and talking like the world dictates to us every day. The world will always pressure us to live sinfully and selfishly. But for us as children of God, amen, we live the good life. What God wants from us requires changing how we behave, how we talk, how we react, and how changing our thoughts to God's thoughts. We have the mind of Christ. We do. And always tell yourself, I have the mind of Christ. I have the mind of Christ. The memory of the righteous is blessed. I have a disciplined mind. I have a peaceful mind. I have a sound mind. I have a self-controlled mind. I have the mind of Christ. The memory of the righteous is blessed. And we are the blessed of the Lord. And we thank God every morning when we get up, we say, thank you, Father. Another day of living in the light of your word, in your authority and power and ability. Thank you, Father, that I am alive because of you, that every breath that I take is the breath of God. In the name of Jesus, his life, his abundant life, lives in me and resides in me. The excessive life, the over the above life, the overflowing life, and the breath, God's breath lives in me. His breath, just think about that. His breath, his life is in us. He chose us to be his beloved children. And aren't we glad that we are? Father, we thank you for this time. We bless our people. We bless every listener and every hearer and every doer with abundant life, the over the top, the overflowing, the excessive life of God. All their needs are met according to your riches, Father, because they're givers, Father. They know to be a giver, Father. They know to be tithers, Father God. And Father, that the tithe belongs to the Lord. And you said, bring the whole tithe into the storehouse that there may be meat in my house. And I will rebuke the devourer for your sake. He rebukes it for our sake when we bring the tithe. And the devil can't steal from us. No, he can't. When we're obedient and we're doing what God says, he ain't going to steal anything from us. No, he won't. In the name of Jesus, because God's protection is over us, over his children. And I plead the blood of Jesus over their homes, their property, their vehicles, their children, their marriage, Father God. Wherever they go in the marketplace, the workplace, Father God, in the highways and byways, Father, they're covered by the blood. And the blood of Jesus becomes a supernatural magnetic shield all around them, Father. We're in the bubble from trouble, and we're in the canopy of God's love and protection. And Father, we thank you for each one that has come to hear the daily bread for this day. And we just thank you that they are strengthened, Father. They are loved, and they know that they're never alone. God will never forsake you or leave you. He is living in you all the time. Christ, our hope of glory in you is in you, and you are in Christ. So, Father, we thank you. We just love you. We bless you. We honor you, Lord. We thank you. And Brother Andrew will be with you next week. We thank you for listening. And we thank you. And we just say we pray that everyone had a good Thanksgiving. But now we're in the Christmas mode. So everybody's getting all excited about buying gifts and everything. But be cautious of everything that you buy. You don't have to buy so much for everyone. The greatest gift is Jesus. That's the greatest gift you can give to your loved ones. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. What a wonderful name. I'm not saying not to buy gifts if you want. Yes, that's good. But the greatest gift we have is Jesus. It's all about Him. Jesus is the reason for the season. Amen. We love you. Thank you so much. And stay joyful. Stay alert of all your surroundings, because there's a lot of people out there. There's going to be a lot of people shopping and doing things. So stay focused and be aware of your surroundings and plead the blood of Jesus before you go out. And Psalms 91, we love you. God bless you. Have a blessed evening or day or morning, whichever time you listen to. We love you. God bless you.